This is Our Auto Expert,
where 2 million people get their automotive daily download.
Now, here's your international automotive anchor daddy, our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Locally created, nationally celebrated, from the northwest to the southeast, this is Our Auto Expert, where 2 million Americans get their automotive news daily. I'm your host, Nick Miles, along with Automatic Andy. And joining us on the phone, Aaron Gold. He is a senior editor at Motor Trend. Aaron, is the senior because of your age?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was, and soon I'll become a very, very ancient editor. That's the plan.
Excellent. Aaron and I have been friends since prehistoric times, before you were at Motor Trend, right? Yeah.
Didn't we meet on the Model A launch?
Yes, Ford's Model A.
Model A launch, Aaron.
That was it, when things were still made of wood. my friend, you congratulations to your career, by the way. It's nice to see the spotlight on you. And we all, you know, begin our careers struggling, and things are very hard to get going. But they get easier as you get older, because you obviously have the wealth of experience. And that's one of the things that definitely comes out in your review of the new Volvo C40 and CX40 Recharge EVs. You know, Volvo were sort of ahead of the curve in saying they would go towards electric vehicles, but they're starting to sort of, I would say, not pace themselves as fast to the goal as they initially did.
Well, you know, I think things at Volvo move at a little slower pace than they do at other automakers. You know, they've got the big XC90 coming out, EX90, they're all electric coming out. They're going to launch their smallest SUV, the EX30. They're going to, I think June 7th is the date they're going to reveal that and start taking orders. But, you know, the great thing about Volvo is, like, you know, you look at the first generation XC90, you know, that car's about 20 years old, and it's only just starting now to look old. They make the most timeless design.
Yeah.
I love that about Volvo.
Yeah, they have really, they've got some things that are really amazing about the company that they do that it seems that other manufacturers have not been able to harness. And one of them is their design. Their interiors and exteriors are just so fresh and simple, yet it's hard to place sometimes what the year is of a vehicle if you see it on the road.
Yeah. Although the problem is, you know, I have to say, you know, they really innovated. Excuse me, I'm coughing like a 90-year-old smoker because of a cold I just had. You know, they were one of the first to do that portrait-style screen. But all of a sudden, you know, 5 minutes later, now that screen looks small and kind of hard to navigate. And I think that's the one place where their slower pace of updating is going to kind of bite them a little bit. But otherwise, I have to say, if I can say about the... So we drove what's new for the XC40 and the C40. They've got a new in-house rear motor. They're still doing two-motor cars. The current one on sale is two-motor. They're going to introduce a single-motor version, which is a rear-wheel drive car, which is interesting. Because for years, in this country at least, all Volvo did was rear-wheel drive cars.
Right.
Which was horrible if you were a yuppie parent trying to take your kid to school in New England in the winter.
Yeah.
But now when they finally switched to front-wheel drive with the 850, but now that you no longer have an engine over the wheels, now that you have this big battery pack suspended behind the, you know, between the wheels, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive really doesn't matter. And what they're saying is that with advents in stability control and the weight distribution of the cars, a rear-wheel drive C40 is going to be better in the snow than a front-wheel drive 850, which I thought was interesting.
Well, if the Swedish know what's going to be good in the snow, then we're all safe.
Yeah, I traveled with one person. We went to Gothenburg to drive this car. I've always wanted to go to Gothenburg. A little bit of a disappointment, not going to lie. But she's like, gosh, the last time I was here, it was all covered in snow. It looks so different now.
Right.
But, you know, it was a nice car, slower than the two-motor, very snappy acceleration. And I have to say, that's what I love about the two-motor car. The two-motor cars, Volvo says 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. Motor Trend, we timed it in 4.2. Some electric cars don't feel as quick as they are, but the twin-motor Volvos totally feel as quick as they are.
Right.
I mean, they are so much fun. It's like getting shot out of a cannon. More fun than getting shot out of a cannon.
It's interesting that 0 to 60 times also depends on how the manufacturer wants you to experience it, because I can do 0 to 60 in a Hummer and it doesn't feel like you got there, but I can do it in a BMW iX M60 and I feel like I broke my neck.
I've never in my life.
It's all the drama.
Yes, it's the drama.
I never in my
it's
life
all the drama.
Feel like talk about a Volvo in 0 to 60 time. Those two
Who
things never
thought?
Made sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but these things are so quick, and the twin motors and the power just keeps on coming. And what's interesting to me about the rear drive XC40 and C40, and it's funny, we don't have a good vocabulary for this as journalists. A lot of journalists are still saying, well, all electric cars drive alike. Well, they don't. We're just learning the differentiation between them. And what's interesting about the rear drive Volvo Recharge cars is it's the same character as the twin motor cars, but just less of it. So right. The 0-60 is probably closer to 6.5, maybe 6.7, 6.8. But the way in which it develops power, just the way it's always going to go now. And, you know, one of the things I complain about, I can't remember if I've complained about it on this show. It's sad that electric cars have become so politicized, because any red-blooded American who loves a muscle car is going to drive an electric car and go, this just beats all.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely for the acceleration, maybe not the sound, but the acceleration is one of the things that really, really is amazing in electric cars. But the big question out of this is, you know, Volvo, they hit a very big low point before they sold to the Chinese. Their future was in big question, whether they could turn themselves around. And the Chinese have done a really good job with that. But have they done enough for this brand to survive with all these new brands coming around like Tesla, you know, I guess Tesla now, even though it's over 10 years old, but Tesla and, you know, Lucid and Rivian and VinFast and all these new nameplates that are starting to appear. Have Volvo done enough to keep their portion of the market?
Well, the thing to remember at Volvo, first of all, they only sell about 100,000 cars a year in the States, which is not a lot. You know, so they don't have to hit the kind of numbers. You know, Ford comes out with a new model, they sell 70,000 of those, and they're crying in their boulevards, right, up in the executive dining room. But, you know, Volvo gets 100,000 for the year, and they're happy. And I think this is not anything Volvo has said. This is just supposition I get from what I'm saying. I think Volvo's going to start to lean more into the safety message again, which was a winner for them in past years. I get that inkling. And, you know, with parents buying SUVs and wagons, the safe car message is never gonna fail to sell. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, they had that vision, was a Vision 2020,
yeah,
and it was by 2020, nobody dies or is seriously injured in a Volvo. They've sort of let the model year slip from that a little bit,
yeah,
but that's still their goal.
Yes.
Do we have time for a 2-minute funny story?
Yes, but that's all you have.
Okay, real quick. So I was at the launch, and they're talking about Vision 2020, and they said that the one thing we can't do anything about is when the car is about to be rear-ended, somebody coming at you and they're not looking. And I said, cruise missiles. And then the engineer goes, what? I said, cruise missiles. If you detect the car coming inbound, you fire cruise missiles at the inbound car. And he says, and you would kill everybody in that car. And I said, yes, but nobody is injured or dies in a Volvo. Yeah. I thought this was hilarious. They failed to see the humor in this.
It's like comedians, right? You can stand up on stage as a comedian. You can tell jokes, which if it wasn't a comedian on stage, you would probably go to jail for.
Yes, exactly. Well, the Swedes, you know, they still have to develop a better sense of humor.
They are very Germanic. They are very Germanic in their sense of humor. You know, the only thing that's not funny in Europe, the Germans.
Aaron, for what it's worth, that was funny.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought it was pretty ingenious.
That's pretty good, Aaron. I'm going to give you credit on that one, man.
Now, when you explained the joke to him, did he understand and then respond, or did he just scratch his head?
I was at a very nice press trip in Barcelona, and I saw my accent with Volvo quickly fading away. So I changed the subject to how nice the taillights look.
Yes, yes. Yes, don't fire a cruise missile. You'd have to change the taillights.
Exactly. Oh, you know, I love the way this car turns in. It, you know, change the subject worked well for me.
Right. Aaron, next Volvo trip to Sweden, Aaron, not on it.
next one, well, they did still invite me to come see the EX30, which is in Italy of all places. So
nice.
Apparently I'm still on the list.
Excellent. Aaron, how can people read your stories?
MotorTrend.com. Please visit us on the web at MotorTrend.com, and you'll find all kinds of wonderful stuff there. And, of course, MotorTrend on your – we have MotorTrend TV, so you can find that on your – I think on your Roku or your smart TV or whatever the heck you use, you can find us.
Aaron Gold is the best writer at Motor Trend, period. And that is not from him. That is from me. And so please do read his stories at MotorTrend.com. Aaron will be joining us monthly to go over what stories that he's been covering and his very different and somewhat cruise missile humor on the air. So we look forward to that next month. Aaron Gold.
thinking about changing your car?
Get the latest on everything with a Go Pedal
at OurAutoExpert.com.